Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 67th Psalm we hear, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Loving God, your love of us is great, and you are gracious to bless us with the gift of friends and loved ones. We trust in the power of your love to help us see into our lives and ask that you will help make us into far more loving persons than we are today. Teach us how to really love our families, our friends, and even the stranger, and make us rejoice in those you have given us to love and give thanks to you for them. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
The quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 22nd day, Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cape.
I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cape Girardeau County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Cape Girardeau renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from the Fifth.
President, Mr. President, to my right and to your left, we have with us today the doctor of the day, who is a resident of the Fifth Senatorial District. That is none other than Dr. Faruqi, who is an oncologist, doctor at St. Louis University. I would like the chamber to please make him feel welcome. And if you're feeling sick, if you have a headache, the doctor's going to be here to take care of you. Thank you.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day to the Missouri State Senate. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm not sure if they're in here today. I think they might be coming in. They're in there right now in the back of the chamber, my back right, your back left. It's a dozen or so of the Local Investment Commission site coordinators are here today through the Link Caring Communities Group, led by Janet Miles Bartee, and if you could give them a warm welcome, I would appreciate it.
Would these folks please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome today? Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a memorial.
Please send your memorial forward. Senator, can you send your memorial forward? Senator, we'll make a copy of that. Normally, the secretary would read that. Is that appropriate for you, or would you rather? Hearing no objection from the body, Senator, if you'd like to read the memorial versus the secretary.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's with heavy heart for me today to tell you that a great member of the 16th District in the state of Missouri, we lost a terrific asset this week with the passing of Mrs. Maxine Steelman. Mrs. Steelman is the mother of David Steelman and the mother-in-law of our own office administrator, Director Sarah Steelman. Maxine Steelman died February 17th at the age of 91. Mrs. Steelman touched many lives in those 91 years. Her pleasant demeanor and words of inspiration were a blessing to all that came in contact with her. The entire Steelman family has been devoted to the community and public service. They are appreciated, and I would ask the family to be in our thoughts and prayers. And thank you, Mr. President, for providing me with the opportunity to ask this body to pause for a moment and let me congratulate Mrs. Steelman on a life well lived.
If the Missouri Senate would rise for a moment of silence in memory of Mrs. Steelman. Thank you, Senator. The order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 4th. Please send your resolution forward.
Waive the reading, Mr. President.
Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care to explain your resolution?
Mr. President, this resolution, all it does is put a school that graduates a lot of students in the STEM program, puts it with other universities in the STEM system, Harris-Stowe State University.
Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 14th. Senator, could you put your mic on? Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, if we could recognize the special guests in the body. We have a group with Beyond Housing. They're with the Missouri After School Network. If we can recognize the three members that are here in the body, constituents of mine back home, I highly appreciate it.
Would these guests please rise, and would the Missouri Senate welcome them to our chamber today? Concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. The senator from Barton was the first audible senator that I heard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1025, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to educational scholarship accounts.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Forgot to speak there before, which is unusual. I have a couple of bills.
Please send your couple of bills forward.
No explanation necessary. Well, maybe one of them. I would like to add an explanation.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 1026, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to in-home child care facilities.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes. Last year, we passed some changes to licensed daycares that have created a situation not only in my area but in other areas of the state where the licensed daycares have had to either close or turn away people who, children that they have been watching because of the way children are counted. So I have a list of about 35 daycares where we really have a crisis occurring, and that is what the bill addresses. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 1027, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to abandoned aircraft.
Senator, would you care to explain this? Any explanation?
Well, yes. This bill regards airports where people abandon aircrafts for whatever reason, and then the airport is left with the aircraft and no way to dispose of it or do anything with it. So I didn't really know this problem existed, but it does exist, and so it is something I think that we need to find a resolution to. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1028, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to community service requirements for certain offenders.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Berry County, for what purpose do you rise? Because you've introduced your last bill in previous calendar days.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe this is one last bill that I would like to introduce.
That was Tuesday, Senator. Please send your one last, very last bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the last bill.
Senate Bill Number 1029, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to tourism taxes.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
I would like to go into depth on this bill, but since it's Thursday, there will be no explanation.
Thank you, Senator, on behalf of the entire body. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th, please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1030, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to murder in the first degree.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Mr. President, without objection, Senator will go to order business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin. Gubernatorial appointments.
I have a report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. List of the appointments have been distributed on the desk, and I will ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your report forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted.
Mr. President, I also request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be voted on in one motion. Senator from Franklin.
President, I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Franklin County renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointment report be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the report. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report from the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 33, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 28, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 552, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, I have two reports.
Please send those reports forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 608, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 632, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wallingford, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
You're very organized. Senator from Butler has a report.
Please send the report forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 590, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Think about that a minute. Your Committee on Professional Registration has a report.
Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred Senate Bill 559, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from 15th.
Your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 583, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 646, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 675, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 676, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 48, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Koenig, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send that report forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 699, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bernsketter, Chairman.
Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 554, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 600, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Bill 580, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
And these are the bills we're going to take in.
Excuse
It's getting a little loud in the chambers. If we could keep our conversations to a minimum or take them to the side galleries. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Without objection, Senate will go order business, a third reading of Senate bill's formal calendar, and I ask you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bill's formal calendar. First up is Senate substitute for Senate Bill 600, the senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 600 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Platte. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The chair President, is unclear on the vote. The motion before us is the motion to bring the bill before the body from the Senator of Platte. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 600 be taken up for perfection.
Senator, we are on the third read calendar.
Now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 600 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Platte County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Platte renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 600 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 600, an act relating to dangerous felonies with penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
Senator from the second votes aye. By your vote of 27 aye and 2 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill 580, the senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 580 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 8th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 580 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the long-term dignity bill that we heard earlier this week, and it's now for third reading. It allows people, hopefully, to save for long-term care in their later years.
It was amended on the floor, so the amounts now are 8,000 and 4,000. And it'll expire in 4 years. If it's not used, we'll revisit it then. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 8th has moved that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 580 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from the 8th renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 580 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 580, an act relating to long-term care savings accounts. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Sirpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibola, Lueckdemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 28 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the titling and perfection motions, the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 554, the senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 554 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Callaway County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 554 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill would establish the Coroner Standards and Training Commission within the Department of Health and Senior Services. This commission would establish training standards relating to the operation, responsibilities, technical skills of the Office of Coroner. And with that, I am happy to answer questions. Otherwise, I close.
The senator from Callaway County has moved that Senate Bill number 554 be read for a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Callaway County renews her motion that Senate Bill number 554 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 554, an act relating to the deceased. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Sirpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibola, Lueckdemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Andrew. votes aye. By your vote of 26 aye and 2 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on the same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 623, the senator from Butler County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 623 be taken up third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Butler County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 623 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Sure. Senate Bill 623 will require a guardian ad litem appointed in a case involving an abused or neglected child to establish a relationship with the child and meet face-to-face in a private setting within 7 days of the notification of their appointment to observe and determine the child's needs.
The senator from Butler has moved that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 623 be read for a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Butler renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 623 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 623, an act relating to guardians ad litem. Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 8th, would you repeat your vote? Votes aye. By your vote of 26 aye and 2 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 653, the senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 653 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Dallas County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 653 be read a third time and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the foster parent bill that we heard earlier this week. This legislation provides a mechanism for our foster parents who believe their input is being ignored to appeal to a higher court. In addition, it requires certain notifications to be given to the foster parents at the time of placement of the child, and it allows foster parents access to medical records of the child. This bill will help our foster parents, which will in turn help some of our most vulnerable citizens, the foster children of Missouri, and I'm happy to take any questions.
The senator from Crawford County has moved that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 653 be read for a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Dallas renews her motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 653 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 653, an act relating to foster parents. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Serpoy,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hageman,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff, Koenig, Libela, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
by your vote of 28 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 662, the senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 662 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Coal County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 662 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
I would love to, Mr. President. Currently, the law requires donations of venison for nonprofit organizations to be frozen and packaged. This simply allows that the deer donated can be processed in a shelf-stable form, such as jerky.
The senator from Cole has moved that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 662 be read for a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 662 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 662, an act relating to the liability for distribution of donated shelf-stable packaged food. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Serpoy,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hageman,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Libela, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed,
aye.
O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
Senator from Butler. Maybe we have your, I'm sorry. Thank you, Senator. He vote. Senator from Butler votes aye. By your vote of 28 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling of perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you check with the Secretary to see if there are messages from the House, and if so, would you have them read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1631, entitled An Act Relating to the Joint Committee on the Missouri Constitutional Convention. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1959, entitled An Act Relating to Third-Party Motor Vehicle Inspection Reports. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1566, entitled An Act Relating to State Personnel. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1434, entitled An Act Relating to Financial Interest Forms. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1488, entitled An Act Relating to Victim Impact Programs for Driving While Intoxicated Offenders. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1348, entitled An Act Relating to Cottage Food Production Operations. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1655, entitled An Act Relating to the Secretary of State. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1640, entitled An Act Relating to Fees Collected by the Secretary of State. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2061, entitled An Act Relating to Kratom Products, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of announcements, and I request you call on me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business in the Senate shall be announcements. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, the next order of business, Senate, will be second reading of bills. There will be no votes taken upon the reading. Second readings, we will adjourn.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from the 24th.
Yes, Mr. President, I have an announcement.
Proceed.
The 22nd of this month is Saturday, and that is the day that we've asked people to check in on their friends who are veterans or who are currently serving. The goal here is to make sure that we reduce the numbers of the 22 veterans per day who are dying by suicide. So just having you reach out to someone you know or care about or someone you've met will help prevent suicide. We won't be here on the 22nd, but I know you will be somewhere where you can be in touch with a friend. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. The chair would like to announce that all members are welcome to stop by the Lieutenant Governor's office for grab-and-go lunch for your trip home. Compliments of the Second Lady, who doesn't know about it yet. We will do this a few times between now and the end of session. It's just our way of saying thank you and have a safe trip. Further announcements? Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to business of second reading of Senate.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be the second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, could I inquire of you just briefly?
State your inquiry.
What's for lunch?
Pizza, I believe.
Pizza?
Yes.
And the second lady is unaware that she's on the hook for this, though.
She did not have to make it, so that makes her unaware.
Mr. President, I will also say I really seriously doubt that my wife is listening to this conversation today, but today is my 32nd anniversary. So
let's recognize Mrs. Schatz for putting up with the senator from Franklin for 32 years. So congratulations.
I believe I'm going to have to probably take her out to dinner this evening.
I would recommend it not be pizza.
It will not be pizza. So, but anyway, Senate Bill 833.
Senate Bill 833, an act relating to civil actions brought by inmates in county jails.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 834.
Senate Bill 834, an act relating to tax credits for certain alternative fuel refueling properties.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 835.
Senate Bill 835, an act relating to extended hours for sale of intoxicating liquor.
General Laws, Senate Bill 836.
Senate Bill 836, an act relating to short-term major medical insurance policies.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 837.
Senate Bill 837, an act relating to salaries of county coroners.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 838.
Senate Bill 838, an act relating to discharge of certain committed persons.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 839.
Senate Bill 839, an act relating to the Workforce Diploma Program.
Education, Senate Bill 840.
Senate Bill 840, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 841.
Senate Bill 841, an act relating to insurance coverage for breast cancer.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 842.
Senate Bill 842, an act relating to offense of abuse or neglect of a child.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 843.
Senate Bill 843, an act relating to group, personal lines, property, and casualty insurance.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 844.
Senate Bill 844, an act relating to the proximity of registered sex offenders to certain properties.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 845.
Senate Bill 845, an act relating to joint and several liability.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 846.
Senate Bill 846, an act relating to Office of State Ombudsman for Long-Term Care Facility Residents.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 847.
Senate Bill 847, an act relating to income tax.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 848.
Senate Bill 848, an act relating to gender reassignment for children under 18 years of age.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 849.
Senate Bill 849, an act relating to the Missouri Consolidated Health Care Plan.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 850.
Senate Bill 850, an act relating to the prompt payment of health insurance claims.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 851.
Senate Bill 851, an act relating to the conveyance of certain state property.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 852.
Senate Bill 852, an act relating to certain corporations supplying telephone and telecommunication services.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 853.
Senate Bill 853, an act relating to MoHealthNet services for certain children with disabilities.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 854.
Senate Bill 854, an act relating to senatorial district committees.
Seniors, Families, and Children, wait, was that 854? 854 is Local Government and Elections. Senate Bill 855.
Senate Bill 855, an act relating to circuit clerks.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 856.
Senate Bill 856, an act relating to Petroleum Storage Tank Insurance Fund.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 857.
Senate Bill 857, an act relating to witness protection programs.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 858.
Senate Bill 858, an act relating to the establishment of a fund for emergency expenditures.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 859.
Senate Bill 859, an act relating to county financial statements.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 860.
Senate Bill 860, an act relating to elections.
Local Government Election, Senate Bill 861.
Senate Bill 861, an act relating to the selling of raw milk or cream.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 862.
Senate Bill 862, an act relating to the Department of Corrections.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 863.
Senate Bill 863, an act relating to administration of controlled substances by certified registered nurse anesthetists.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 864.
Senate Bill 864, an act relating to the Inmate Canteen Fund.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 865.
Senate Bill 865, an act relating to grants to expand access to broadband internet service in unserved and underserved areas of the state.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 866.
Senate Bill 866, an act relating to physician assistance.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 867.
Senate Bill 867, an act relating to special license plates.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 868.
Senate Bill 868, an act relating to family farms.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 869.
Senate Bill 869, an act relating to a sales tax for emergency services.
Local Government Election, Senate Bill 870.
Senate Bill 870, an act relating to lists of health care provider participation in health benefit plans.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 871.
Senate Bill 871, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 872.
Senate Bill 872, an act relating to use taxes.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 873.
Senate Bill 873, an act relating to public safety sales tax.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 874.
Senate Bill 874, an act relating to broadband infrastructure improvement districts.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 875.
Senate Bill 875, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities.
Education, Senate Bill 876.
Senate Bill 876, an act relating to the composition of off-highway vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 877.
Senate Bill 877, an act relating to apprenticeships.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 878.
Senate Bill 878, an act relating to fines or penalties issued by the Department of Natural Resources.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 879.
Senate Bill 879, an act relating to statutes of limitations.
Senate Bill 880.
Senate Bill 880.
Government reform on 879. Government reform, I'm sorry. Senate Bill 880.
Senate Bill 880, an act relating to the protection of information controlled by state agencies.
Government reform. Senate Bill 881.
Senate Bill 881, an act relating to discovery in criminal cases.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 882.
Senate Bill 882, an act relating to transportation devices.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 883.
Senate Bill 883, an act relating to levy districts.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 884.
Senate Bill 884, an act relating to levy and drainage districts.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 885.
Senate Bill 885, an act relating to lead testing in certain elementary school buildings.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 886.
Senate Bill 886, an act relating to fire-resistant material applicators.
General Laws, Senate Bill 887.
Senate Bill 887, an act relating to the Department of Revenue.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 888.
Senate Bill 888, an act relating to the parent-child relationship.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Joint Resolution 55.
Senate Joint Resolution 55, an act relating to parents' exclusive right to control the upbringing of their children.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Joint Resolution 56.
Senate Joint Resolution 56, an act relating to property taxation.
Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Joint Resolution 57.
Senate Joint Resolution 57, an act relating to regulating the legislature to limit the influence of partisan or other special interests.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Joint Resolution 58.
Senate Joint Resolution 58, an act relating to property taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Joint Resolution 59.
Senate Joint Resolution 59, an act relating to military forces.
Veterans Military Affairs, Senate Joint Resolution 60.
Senate Joint Resolution 60, an act relating to health care.
Health and Pensions, Senate Joint Resolution 61.
Senate Joint Resolution 61, an act relating to the right of suffrage for former felons.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Joint Resolution 62.
Senate Joint Resolution 62, an act relating to the right to hunt and fish.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. Senate Joint Resolution 63.
Senate Joint Resolution 63, an act relating to taxation of real property.
Ways and Means.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Hey, Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate.
Senator from Cape. There might be another order of business.
Oh, okay. Mr. President, without objection, Senator, we'll go to the business of second reading of House bills.
Thank you, Senator. We'll just call that a pilot error for now on. With no objection, this order of business in the Senate will be second reading of House bills. The Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee substitute for House Bill 2033.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 2033, an act relating to eminent domain.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. House Bill 1450.
House Bill 1450, an act relating to controlled substance offenses.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence. House Committee Substitutes for House Bills 1511 and 1452.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1511 and 1452, an act relating to professional licensing reciprocity.
Veterans and Military Affairs. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2046.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2046, an act relating to professional license reciprocity.
Professional Registration. House Bill 1467.
House Bill 1467, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Health and Pensions. House Bill 1963.
House Bill 1963, an act relating to high-speed transportation.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. House Bill 1296.
House Bill 1296, an act relating to the offense of possession of unlawful items in a jail or prison.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1521.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1521, an act relating to the Capitol Police Board.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. House Bill 1934.
House Bill 1934, an act relating to the Public School Retirement System of Missouri.
Health and Pensions, House Bill 1700.
House Bill 1700, an act relating to transient guest taxes.
Local Government and Elections, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1526.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1526, an act relating to the Missouri State Archives St. Louis Trust Fund.
General Laws, House Bill 1330.
House Bill 1330, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Local Government and Elections, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1435.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1435, an act relating to the deceased.
General Laws, House Bill 1933.
House Bill 1933, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Expenditure Database.
Local Government and Elections. House Bill 1317.
House Bill 1317, an act relating to the gifted children.
Education, House Bill 1693.
House Bill 1693, an act relating to the Narcotics Control Act.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence.
Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 1600, Monday, February 24th, 2020 AD.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cape Girardeau County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, February 24th, 2020, 1600 AD.